It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome to Wrestling Inside the Ropes with James Stewart.
I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company, and I've been vilified and hated since that day.
And Mike Sarge Riley.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're trespassing on private property. When you walk through here, through these ropes, you're in my yard. Bad things happen in my yard.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in the Apple Podcast and Google Podcast locations. Brian Fury is the owner and head trainer at New England Pro Wrestling Academy, located in North Andover. He is also the owner of Chaotic Wrestling. And Brian Fury is coming out of retirement this Friday night, December 7th in Woburn. Tickets can be purchased at chaoticwrestling.com/tickets or bring cash. In fact, bring a lot of cash with you to the door because that is the preferred payment method at a local wrestling show. Brian Fury, why the hell are you coming out of retirement?
That's a question I've been asking myself, and my wife has been asking me over the last couple of weeks. Basically, you know, I retired from the ring after about 16 years of wrestling, or 17 years of wrestling, on December 16th, 2016. So it's been 2 years, and, you know, nobody, and especially now that Shawn Michaels has come back, nobody ever really fully, truly retires from the business. It's something that, you know, especially with me being around it so much here at the school and then at the wrestling shows, you always have that itch, and that itch is there. And this is the perfect time for me to be able to come back and have one more match, to get that itch out, to really lay it all out there and leave everything in the ring one last time, and really, you know, just kind of give something back to the fans that have done so much for me over my career and over the past year of me being the owner of Chaotic Wrestling.
So you mentioned Shawn Michaels. Is the Prince of Saudi Arabia offering you $7 million to come out of retirement or no?
No, unfortunately not. No, but I would have come out of retirement at any point in time for that type of money, definitely.
So chat me up about JT Dunn. Why is this the opponent for Brian Fury to come out of retirement to face?
JT Dunn is an amazing wrestler. I mean, he's kind of carried the Chaotic Wrestling brand on his back the last 12 months. Him and I also have wrestled numerous times many years ago, back when I was active, and we had a very heated rivalry. Well, over the past like 5 or 6 months, JT Dunn has continuously proclaimed that he is the greatest Chaotic Wrestling heavyweight champion of all time. And he's kind of said that nonchalantly, but, you know, I was always listening as he made sure he put that into all of his promos and whatnot. So I kind of surprised him at the last show. He did not know I was there. He thought I was away. I actually arrived at the building during his match and then came out after his match, unbeknownst to him, and announced that he would be wrestling me this Friday night. And so that was 100% shocked him in the middle of the ring, as well as all the rest of the fans and stuff. He's the guy because I think he's the right type of opponent for me to be able to really showcase everything that I have left in the tank and all my skill set, that I can really prove that I am the greatest Chaotic Wrestling heavyweight champion of all time, not him.
So it sounds like win or lose, you're back, like full time?
I'm definitely not back full time.
Okay.
I think I have some matches left in my tank. I'm not going to be, if I had to compare it to somebody, I guess I could be on like a Triple H type schedule where I can have a couple matches a year and be good rather than the grind of wrestling 2-3 times every single weekend that I was doing for so many years. I'm going to be 40 in May. My body can't necessarily keep up with that on the independent level anymore. It's just, it became too much for me back then, and it certainly would be too much for me right now.
So I hope using a wrestling term doesn't offend you. I think I've known you long enough where I know it won't offend you, but I put that disclaimer out there. Steve Austin talks about the bump card. So
How
many punches do you have left in the bump card?
Oh, I guess we'll find out, huh? I mean, it's funny because even though I've been here training and helping out students up at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, I still take some bumps once in a while, but it's not the same. Bumping at training and bumping on a show are two completely different things. I think once I get out there and I have my adrenaline going and stuff, I may go past the amount of bumps on my bump card. You know, who knows? I never had, except for a broken ankle, I never had any major injuries in my career, but I had a lot of nagging things or bumps and bruises and things like that. And having not wrestled for 2 years now, those are gone. You know, I feel good. And I feel like maybe that amount of time off has added bumps to my bump card, if that makes any sense.
Oh, it absolutely does. I'm curious as to your training and your diet and how long it took you to feel like you were ready to come back to the ring.
Well, due to various injuries and different things, once I stopped wrestling, you know, I'd been kind of dieting and training really hard for, like I said, about 17 years. And so suddenly I don't have to go out in front of crowds of people in just my underwear anymore. So I don't have to diet as much. I didn't have to work out as much. And I kind of let myself go. I ballooned up to about 245, almost 250 pounds, which, if you know me, that is quite big for me. And then that was in May. I finally said, all right, like I was feeling bad, but I was feeling healthy, if that makes any sense. Like I didn't have any nagging injuries anymore. Everything was feeling good. And I started training and started training really hard. And I lost about 40 to 45 pounds prior to my wedding. And so with that and how much better I was feeling, how much better I was looking, then I started kind of messing around in the ring a little bit more. And I started getting to thinking and like, man, I think I can go a little bit more. I think I can get back out there in front of the people and do a little bit more. So then once I finally made that decision in my head, then yeah, I started putting myself through some of the paces that I put the young students through, some of the different blow up drills and whatnot here at the Academy. And I've been coming out the other end. All right. So I'm excited. I'm ready, but my body is, it's not going to be the same as an actual ring. So Saturday morning, then I'll let you know how I feel.
Excellent. I look forward to that text message. If somebody wants to be a pro wrestler and they want to be trained by you at the New England Pro Wrestling Academy, neprowrestling.com, what can they expect? What can they expect from the Brian Fury pro wrestler training experience?
All right. So pro wrestling, everybody hears the stories of how hard and difficult pro wrestling training is, how much you have to put into it and so on and so forth. And it's all true. But I don't think anybody actually truly realizes just how much it is until they actually get here, watch it, and experience it for themselves. I will put everybody through the paces. I will push everybody to their limit I will make sure that they are in shape and ready to compete for professional wrestling. This school here is pretty advanced. We have two rings, one for beginners, one for more advanced people. You know, we teach everybody the fundamentals and foundation in that beginner's ring. We make sure they're able to do everything before they come over to the advanced ring. Then we work on character development. We work on ring psychology. We work on telling a story. We work on all that stuff. We literally teach everybody everything from the ground up. And then our track record pretty much speaks for itself.
Well, and I was looking through some of the photos on anyprowrestling.com, and I think I saw Sasha Banks on there. I think I saw Matt Taven, of course, wearing a Celtic shirt. I think I saw Donovan Dijak on there. Who else has come through the Brian Fury School of Hard Knocks Pro Wrestling?
Yeah, so Sasha Banks is obviously probably my most successful student. Obviously, she's, you know, been on Raw and won the Raw Women's Championship numerous times. And stuff. So she's been great. Donovan Dijak, who is now Dominic Dijakovic.
Sounds right.
His name rechristened down in NXT. He was one of my students. Oni Lorcan, who's in NXT, is another one of the students. Flip Gordon from Ring of Honor fame. Very popular with being the Elite fans and the Bullet Club people. And there's other people that are on independents, like Josh Briggs, who's just signed with Evolve not too long ago, and people that are breaking out, like All Good, Retro AG, Christian Casanova. If you're fans of the New England independent scene, those are names that should ring true with you. So quite a few people have come through these doors that have been 100% students of mine. My school carries a long legacy of the Killer Kowalski Training Center, as well as my trainer, Steve Bradley's Training Center. So people that have come out of there are like Tommaso, Warbeard Hansen, Kofi Kingston, things along those lines. So, I mean, the training here is, it's probably the best school in the country. Hashtag humble brag, but I honestly think and know that the training here is, this is the best school in the country.
I saw a video on your website, Kevin Kelly endorsing your school.
Yes. Yeah, KK. I've been friends with Kevin Kelly for many, many years, and he actually came up here and he taught a seminar working on promos and things like that with students. And he was kind enough to do that for me. I have another video somewhere of Jim Cornette doing the same thing. A couple other people that have been here to do seminars, such as like Mike Quackenbush, Doug Williams, Maria and Mike Canellis. So I had quite a few people come here and help out with the students and whatnot.
How many swears does the Cornette video have?
He kept it pretty PG, actually.
Brian and I are fans of the Bruce Pritchard podcast, so we amplify that a little bit, because I don't know, does Jim Cornette really swear that much, or do they just does?
Yeah, okay. No, he does. He does. People in wrestling, generally speaking, do. I was, when I was training, my trainer swore a lot, and I really channel him a lot, and without even knowing it, you know, I swear quite a bit while training, and just in regular talk, I have to really think about what I'm saying and whatnot when I talk in proper settings and whatnot.
So I believe you mentioned Steve Bradley there, and I feel like I saw on your social media today, which is at X Brian X Fury X, that this is an anniversary related
today
to Steve Bradley.
Today is the 10-year mark of Steve Bradley's passing. Steve Bradley was the man that trained me to become a professional wrestler. Steve Bradley was one of the first guys ever signed to a WWE developmental deal. And he was one of the guys that worked, did all those like Dory Funk camps and things like that, and worked with Tom Pritchard, worked with Jim Cornette and whatnot. So influential that Kurt Angle thanked him in his WWE Hall of Fame speech, because he basically broke Kurt Angle into the business and helped train him, lived with him and whatnot. He was, for anybody that doesn't know who that man is, do your best to look things up. A lot of dark matches and different things are starting to pop up from him when he was in developmental on YouTube and whatnot. But yeah, he was super influential to me and by proxy, all of my students and whatnot. And yeah, today marks the 10-year passing of his passing.
What made you buy Chaotic Wrestling?
when I retired, I had a couple life goals and personal goals that I wanted to really, you know, do. And one of them was build the school a little bit more. I think I've done that. One of them was get married. I just recently did that in October. One of them was to start a wrestling promotion and run shows myself. I was working on things towards that when the former owner of Chaotic Wrestling approached me and talked to me about him wanting to sell and get rid of it. And I thought, well, that is an even better opportunity for me. It's an already an established brand. It's already an established product. The cost wouldn't be quite as much as doing a whole full startup. And so I went that avenue and really worked things out with him, and then decided, all right, this is the way I'm going to go. And then as of January 1st, 2018, I became the owner of Chaotic Wrestling. And this has been my first 12 months of being an owner of an independent wrestling promotion.
How has that gone for you?
It's been great. I mean, it's been really, really fulfilling and awesome. I mean, it's hard work, and it's totally new and different for me seeing things from the other side, because obviously for 17 years I saw things from the side of one of the wrestlers, one of the boys. I didn't necessarily always see everything that goes into putting together a show and putting things, booking people, booking talent, outside of Chaotic Wrestling, finding buildings, all that stuff that goes into being a successful organization. I didn't necessarily see all of it, but I've been loving every second of it. This past year has been really rewarding, trying different things, looking at different things, and being experimental to kind of, you know, we want to grow the product. Chaotic Wrestling has always been the top-notch wrestling promotion up here in the Northeast, and I want it to be well-known all across the continent. So that's the goal for 2019, is really grow that product even more.
You mentioned JT Dunn, your opponent on Friday night in Woburn, chaoticwrestling.com/tickets. Who would you say are your other top stars in the promotion?
When it comes to Chaotic Wrestling, right now, JT Dunn, obviously number one. There's also Retrosexual Anthony Green. He's been really making a name for himself this year, breaking out and doing things such as CZW and whatnot. Josh Briggs, he's from here. He's with Evolve and whatnot now. Christian Casanova, Mike Verna, Brian Malonis is still a big star here in Chaotic Wrestling. So, I mean, just off the top of my head, those are like some of the top dogs here in Chaotic Wrestling. And those are going to be household names, if they're not already household names, throughout any pro wrestling household.
Yeah, make sure everybody boos. Make sure everybody boos Malonis because he's a Steelers fan.
Yes, unfortunately he is, and him and I have had numerous discussions/fights/arguments over that. But yeah,
there'll be a Patriots Steelers matchup coming up, and just boo Malonis. Just boo it, just because I say boo him. On a personal level, Brian and I exchanged messages a handful of times, mostly about Disney. And as I was looking through our message history, we've discussed Making a Murderer. Brian, you're in the middle of Making a Murderer 2, and I don't want to discuss that and ruin anything that. But about Disney, what's your favorite part about the most magical place on Earth?
Man, I don't know if I can really narrow it down to just one thing. Like, as soon as I land in Orlando, it's like you get like the butterflies in your stomach and you get all excited and giddy like a little kid. And it's to my friends that haven't been, I try to explain and I can't. I go, it's magical. Everything about it is really magical. I know not everybody fully understands that or gets it, but 100%. It's the happiest place on earth, and that's what they say, but it really truly is the happiest place on earth. It's magical. Just being there makes me smile. I could walk around, and it's not even about the rides and things like that. I could just walk around and be there all day and love every second of it.
So for me, it's seeing the castle, and it is the Canadian Steakhouse at Epcot.
Oh, Le Cellier.
The best ribeye steak I think I've ever had in my life.
I literally say that all the time. It is so, so good. I'd heard good things, and then I was blown away by it when I actually had it myself. It was fantastic.
It's a fabulous experience. And Brian and I talk Disney every so often because we're both Disney nerds. I think that's fair to say, right?
Very much so. Yes.
So I want to close with this, and I want to know if you remember this. So Mike Riley, Throw Ride, and I did a segment on Toucher and Rich. It was called Wrestling Camp, which is whatever. Where we kind of didn't know what we were in for until I asked. This is behind the music, right? And I asked Rich, like, what are you expecting from us? And he said, oh, well, you know, Throw Ride will be in here and he's going to judge you on promos. And this was 20 minutes before the segment began. So do you remember what you wrote to me after I did my promo?
I don't know if I necessarily do remember it. If I had to guess, it would probably be something about a little more emotion and inflection in your voice, like raising and lowering the levels.
That is exactly what you wrote. Quote, my biggest advice on your promo is inflection and emotion. You were very even tone throughout and didn't sound like you meant any of it. The content was solid, though. And you understand that Toucher and Rich think that that's part of my character, is that I'm emotionless?
Yes, I totally do.
And the fact that I was reading a script was my tryout for WWE script reading. Sorry. I took those words and I'm trying to be more expressive and emotional and totally destroy the Toucher and Rich perception of my character.
Perfect.
So thank you for those words and thank you for that advice. I did listen to it.
Thank you.
Or I did read it and try to take it as best as I can to be better about that stuff. But as I think I told you in the immediate aftermath, there's a reason I'm a producer. That's it.
True. Not everybody is meant for to be out there all the time. Some people say that the reason I retired is because I'm a better teacher than I am out there in the ring. And sometimes I think I agree with them.
Well, and with your history of helping so many wrestlers get into the business and become superstars in some companies, your track record speaks for itself. 16, 17 years in the ring, and now you're training people. That's pretty good. I would say that's pretty good.
Thank you. I would like to think that the amount of work that I put into it has paid off at least a little bit.
These are the words of Brian Fury. He is the owner and head trainer of NE Pro Wrestling, New England Pro Wrestling Academy, I should say, neprowrestling.com. At NE Pro Wrestling is their Twitter handle. Brian is also the owner of Chaotic Wrestling. Their Twitter is at Chaotic Wrestling because he couldn't afford the G on the end of wrestling.
Yeah, no G at the end there.
Friday night, December 7th in Woburn. Tickets can be purchased at chaoticwrestling.com/tickets. I suggest bringing cash. Bring a lot of cash because you'll want to meet some of the wrestlers who have gimmick tables. And buy t-shirts and go there. Support Brian if you like him. Boo JT Dunn if you hate him. Boo Ilya. Boo Malonis. You know, just go there and have a good time. It's a local wrestling show. You'll have a good seat when you get in there. You'll be able to see everything. I've been to a few Chaotic Wrestling shows. It's a good time. I suggest if you have the opportunity on Friday night to go to Woburn and check out Chaotic Wrestling. Each week, you can listen to Wrestling Inside the Ropes on the podcast page of 985thesportshub.com and on the 985 The Sports Hub app. While you're there, check out all the other original podcasts available from Boston's Home for Sports. Our podcasts are also available at bpodstudios.com and in Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.